What is up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Hey, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. We hope you guys had a great, great holiday with your friends, family, and loved ones.
Yeah, I love Easter. It's probably so my birthday is my favorite holiday, and then I would say Easter, and then I would say New Year's.
So, Laura, is it time yet to start prepping for your birthday? Or are we still not in that, like, month span yet?
No, I would say, like, June.
June, okay.
Like, right. Yeah, like, I'm waiting till after Memorial Day. And then, but I am already thinking, like, what am I going to do for my birthday?
You are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I've sent you ideas of what I want for my birthday.
I know. You have a big birthday coming up.
Yeah, and we have to book, like,
sooner than later. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like,
we got to book that. No, like, I'm being dead. We really have to book sooner.
Like, or else it's going to be, like, $1 million.
I know. So I'm so excited, but not to make everything about me. But I was just wondering about, like, your birthday, because, like, you're psychotic about it. And of course, it's your favorite holiday. But I'm like, wait, are we there yet where we start talking about, like, what we're doing?
No, not yet. I'm okay. Like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, it's probably going to be a low key birthday. I'm going to be Cancer Moon this year. So I'll probably want to be like by the water somewhere. I don't know. I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, just let us know.
I'll let everyone know.
Because we need to plan accordingly.
Yeah. You guys, in typical LBC Laura Essie fashion, we've literally been on the phone for 4 hours.
Shut the fuck up.
You called me at 9 a.m.
Oh, my God. Well, it's not consecutively, though.
What do you mean? We've been on the phone since 9 a.m.
Yeah, but, like, I got off and you had to get off. But in here, okay, yes, you're right. But not, like, you know, exactly 4, like, to the T. But
it's,
I
like,
will say this.
3 hours and maybe 50 minutes.
Laura goes to me yesterday. Laura, like, threatens me, right? And I'm like, okay. So I was like, I'm still going out gallivanting. I asked her how I was this morning, circa right
Dead.
Now podcasting. I said to her, I was like, if you ever question me and my loyalty to our business, I swear to God, I will fucking murder you.
I'm like, hey, good morning. She goes, hello. Like, you sounded like awful.
Dead to the world. You know, I went out last night, had the best time, and you know, business comes. So I have been doing everything of the sort this morning. Trying to milk this hangover and podcast.
Wait, did you eat?
I did not. I can't. Anything.
I was
that
like,
smells...
wait, I don't think you cooked anything. I know you did laundry. I know you're changing, like, carpets, light bulbs, painting, like, but I'm like, this bitch didn't eat anything.
No, I can't. I'm not well. I've been drinking water. I was going to think about Gatorade, but I don't want to get a headache. Like, I have a headache, but, like, I feel like, I don't know, does this happen to you? Like, what I've been noticing, like, in the past month or two is that, like, if I am getting, like, a slight headache, like, if I have, like, an iced tea or Gatorade or, like, anything that has sugar in it, like, it just spikes my headache even worse. Does that happen to you?
I haven't tried it, but I'm going to pay attention. I'll, like, when I have a headache, I just drink lots of water because I'm like, maybe I'm dehydrated. But that would, that makes sense, because then it's like the sugar doesn't help the headache. Although, shouldn't it help the headache?
I don't know. Like, that's why I didn't have it. I was just drinking so much water. And that's another thing with me. Like, if you guys know me, know that, like, only thing I drink is water. Like, I mean, if you come to my house, it's literally like a water station. So, like, my thing is that, like, I don't know when if my body's ever dehydrated.
I don't know. How do we check that? Right? Is there, like, a dehydration machine?
I don't know.
But I think you can tell by the color of your urine.
For real?
I think so. I think there's, like, a color.
Oh, well, I don't know, because I'm just drink water all the time. So I've just been drinking, and, like, it's helping, but I can't eat. No, I will throw up. I'm not well.
Wow.
it's I, if anything, I'll have something later on, but I can't. I just have so much to do today, and podcasting is one of them. And Laura's like, we have to do this, we have to do this, be at this time, blah blah blah. And we just had so much going on. Like, we had like 5,000 therapy sessions.
Literally.
We cried. Literally. We yelled. We fought. And then we're here podcasting.
Yo, so much has happened in the last 4 hours. It's wild.
But it is what it is. This is how a relationship is.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're podcasting. We're excited. Lots of shit has fucking happened this week.
Yes.
I'm still in my robe, like in my PJs. Like,
yes, but I'm in my pajamas as well. I think I'm on my 8th bottle of water. And I just, before we came on here, actually, no, I'm lying. So like, when we get onto the app to podcast, there's like small talk and like, we're just going over our itinerary. And I said, I called her out on something and she's like, let's talk about it in the pod. So are you sure you want to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay. So sorry, I was drinking. So last week I get this notification on my phone. So like, what Laura forgets is that like, we share an email, and what Laura also forgets is that Laura signs LBC up to everything, which I love. I do love
every the shit in our email account, like from sobriety to like porn, like.
I never said this out loud, but I'm gonna tell you this and tell the whole world this too, is that like, that I could have the shittiest day at work and I could have the best day of my life, and like, our email pop up and it's like sobriety, and I literally just chuckle. I'll see like this fucking fragrance brand that we've been trying to get sponsored for like years, like literally 4 years. I just like, it makes it, literally, I just smile because it's just like, the things that Laura and I have done in this business just to like stay afloat is literally the funniest. It's actually comical at this point.
It is. But listen, I mean, we try, and yeah, our inbox shows it.
You're absolutely right. So last week, it literally, the most random, it's like Palm Sunday, okay?
No, actual Palm Sunday.
I'm dead ass. It's Palm Sunday.
When Jesus makes his descent into the desert.
So I knew where Laura, like Laura knows where I know where she was. She knows where I was, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why, but like I went to my emails, and oh, I do know why. Because if you guys know me and my OCD, I can't have notifications. Like once I get on my, I can't. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? So who knows what I'm getting at this point? I go to her email, and sure as shit, we get a notification of OnlyFans that Laura has checked into her OnlyFans account. I literally laughed out loud. I was like, is this real life? I'm like, do you want me to tell them? Is it okay if I tell everyone where you were?
No.
Okay, so Laura was somewhere with other people, and I'm like, this is what she's doing with these people? Like, this is what she's doing? And I'm just like, only Laura. And I literally laughed. I didn't even text her. I didn't, nothing. I just was waiting for her to see if she was going to say anything to me. Of course Laura doesn't, in Laura fashion. So I'm like, you fucking bitch, I'm going to blow up your spot on the podcast, and here we are.
I even forgot that I did it. So I was having espresso martinis after my like glass of wine. And I was like with these people, especially with this like one person in particular. And we're just like, you know what? Fuck this life. Fuck work. Fuck this like struggle. Let's do the OnlyFans again. And I'm like, she's like, you know, I was like, I started the OnlyFans, but I never fully went through with it. I was like, let me see if I can get back into it. And of course, I forget that I use the LVC email. So I like, I don't know, I get a passcode, I like reset the password, I go in, I forget that I even have like a profile picture. I have a profile, I have a cheeky little
bio, like,
a cheeky bio of what I want my OnlyFans to be. Because you guys, at one point I actually thought like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have my friends join. I'm going to have Essie join, and it's going to be this collective OnlyFans of feet and legs. And every time I just have an espresso martini, especially with this person, we're just like, fuck it, let's just do it. And of course, it's almost like I sign on. I'm like, oh my God, like I have this like photo, which I think, I don't know if you zoomed into that photo, Essie, but it's a great fucking photo of my legs.
I zoomed in.
It is, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm artistic. Like that day, I'm just like, look at this photo, this special lighting, like everything. And then of course, like I complete by the end of the day, I'm probably not even by the end of the day, like 2 hours later, I forget what I'm even doing until Esty like calls me out like now. And I'm like, oh fuck. Like, yeah, I forgot that I was on it. And I forgot that Esty sees all of my activity.
Yeah, you can never go missing or try to like, you know, be mad for like a week on end. We don't share each other's locations because we don't believe in that. However, I just know what kind of mindset this woman is at every day of her life. Because it's like, it depends on the email I'm getting.
Am I with my sober sisters? So sorry,
we have a special guest.
Oh, hi, Nuna.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, she's so cute. So it's either like, am I like being with my sobriety and my sober sisters, or am I drinking espresso martinis and OnlyFans pop up? Like, exactly. That's how you know the state. And when the OnlyFans pop up, you know, it's unhinged Laura.
Literally. So I call her out on it and I was like, okay. And then she sends me she screenshots her picture and her profile. Sorry. And I'm like looking at this and I see the bio. Can I share with everyone what your bio is?
Go ahead, do it.
Okay, all legs, all the time. And I'm like, Laura, what the actual fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Although the picture is very good. But it's like very strategically, like very well done.
I put a lot of thought into this because I'm like, no, this is how we're gonna like get big. We're gonna blow up on OnlyFans by showing only our legs and our feet. And I was like, okay, all legs all the time, because that's all you're getting here. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna jump in and I'm just gonna like just go for it and do it. And then let's see. That might be the way we make our millions,
Right.
And then would you send me a photo of your legs?
I could. Yeah, I'll do it. We have to link our podcast so we get like the streaming on our network. So like, yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
No, we'll just be like, for this leg picture, listen to this or subscribe to this.
Oh my God, I love it. That's great fucking idea.
Yeah. So I just thought it was very interesting that Laura, did that. And I just said, and again, I was silent. I was waiting to see if this bitch was going to say anything. And I'm just
I forgot.
No, of course not. Because you block it out like you do everything.
I literally block it.
Yeah. And I'm like, this ain't it. We're going to talk about this. We're going to have this conversation with all our chatters and let you all know this is what Laura's doing on Palm Sunday.
I'm just a multifaceted human. Like, I'm sober curious. I'm going to start 75 hard again. And I'm drinking espresso martinis and doing OnlyFans. You know, I just like to have my toe in a little bit of everything.
Toe now. Right. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like when it's linked to our business email, it's just a little alarming sometimes because it's like, that's how you know she's unhinged that day.
Exactly. Oh my God. I can't believe I completely forgot about it. I have to text the person I was with and tell her and Esty called us out.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. And then tell her to listen to the podcast. But anyway, so you guys head on over to OnlyFans and look on the bio of all legs all the time. And you'll get to see Laura's gorgeous legs.
Yeah, I believe because it's technically the lunchbox shots. Our profile name is like Hey Madison or something.
Oh, good. That's lovely.
I was going to do Maddie and Friends, but, you know.
Why?
Because it's a collective. It's like me and my friends sharing our legs and our feet and our toes. Oh, that's kind
of like, I like that.
I put a lot of thought into this.
I like that. I mean, it could never be me, but I like it.
Maddie and Friends.
Speaking of women's names, Maddie.
Oh.
I have something to tell you.
What?
Did you know that there is a top 5 list out in the world of the most popular women's name and Madison is not it?
No.
You're not even going to believe what these names are.
Oh my God, please tell me. Is Laura on there?
No.
Is Esty on there?
No, yeah, okay. My name, yeah, right. Nutella's not even on there.
Oh, Nuna. Marie?
Right. Who?
Marie?
No.
Magnolia?
No.
Rose?
No.
Oh, I don't think you're good.
I would never get any of these names.
Olivia.
No.
Okay, I'm done.
Wait, why Olivia?
I feel like Olivia is such a popular name.
No, it's not Olivia.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, do you want me to go like 1 to 5, 5 to 1?
5 to 1.
Okay, number 5. Alice.
What?
Yep.
Who is named Alice?
Well, Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, but when was the last time you met a girl named Alice?
Never in my life.
Never? Not even one Alice, except from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. I forgot about her.
Yeah, she's the OG.
I'm telling you these names. I just... Go ahead. Can you... You have to at least attempt. Oh,
we're getting our phone calls. Okay. I said Rose.
Yeah, that's not even on the list.
Ariana. Oh, we're not like listening to who is calling.
No.
Sophia.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Give up?
Yeah.
Lily.
Okay, Lily. I know that Lily. You know, that's what when I was little, I said if I ever have a daughter, I would name her Lily.
No way, really?
That was my name, Lily.
Well, you just share that with the world. You might want to edit that.
Oh, no, it's okay. I wouldn't name her Lily now.
Oh, I've had a girl name since I was like a little girl.
Really?
Yeah, I will never disclose that because
you'll never share it.
No, because I don't know what the future holds, but it's literally the same. I've loved that name for like my whole life.
And you still love it.
I still love it. It'll never get old in my eyes, in my heart, I should say.
I love that. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to have that for Noonie, but I didn't have a choice. Noonie was given to me this way. I changed her middle name. So that was I was able to do. But so hopefully one day. But no, and that name's not even on this fucking list.
Wow. No, my favorite boy name was Rocco, and I named Rocco.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3.
Julia.
No, but that's a good one.
I don't know.
Elise.
What?
Yeah, I've never heard of these names.
Elise? Actually, yeah. I will say I know
no,
two
not,
Elises.
Elise.
Okay, no, I don't know any Elise. Elise.
Yeah, it's with an E.
No. No.
All right, number 2. Okay, I could see this, but I still wouldn't think it was number 2.
What is that?
Alexandra.
Okay, yes, that I can see. That's a very popular name.
But number 2, really?
Yes, Alexandra. Not number 2, no. I would give it like a number 9, number 8.
I was going to say 10.
Yeah, like around there, like definitely top 10, not number 2.
Oh, you wait till you hear number 1.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
I kind of like want to guess a name, but.
Go ahead.
Karen.
No.
Catherine?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Isabella.
Okay, I can see that. Everybody's named Isabella.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm underwhelmed.
I'm more underwhelmed by this than I was the men's one.
Wait, did we do the men's one?
No.
You have it?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it. Thomas. Okay.
No, he's not on here.
Michael.
Nope. Top five.
Jake.
Number 1.
Jake?
Yep.
Damn. I love that name. That was my boy name.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, when I was little, I loved the name Jake. And I love Jake Thomas.
Oh, I like that together. JT.
Yeah, but like everybody would need to call him Jake Thomas.
Why?
Because Jake by itself, I don't like it. It's Jake Thomas.
But what's wrong with JT?
No, you can't call him JT. Jake Thomas.
I mean, like, oh my God, do you know who JTT is?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
I'm obsessed. When I'm telling you this man was like all plastered all over my walls when I was a child, I can't. Whatever happened to him? I have to look him up.
He like came out of the woodwork. We had posted on our stories. I think like a few months ago. Yeah. Like I think I posted it. Like he like came out of the woodwork.
Is he okay?
He's just like a normal human.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah. But the counterpart, Brad, the whoever, I don't know his real
name.
The brother, he was like really fucked up, like on drugs, like all this stuff.
Oh, but now, he came out in that lawsuit that we were talking about.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucked up. Anyway.
Okay, number five.
The number number one you have. So you want number five?
Yeah.
Joe.
No. Really?
Yeah, number five is Joe.
That's weird.
Why?
I've never heard, except like our entire family, like I've never heard of a child named Joe. Weird.
I have a boy's name too. I go back and forth between the first and middle name. Like I switch it all the time. Like which one but it depends on the day that someone asks me. And I'll say this and this. And then some days I'm like, no, I want this and this. Like, I go back and forth, whatever should be the first or second.
Oh, my God. Me and Thomas, I mean, even though, like, I don't think we're ever having a child, but we love to talk about children's names. Mm-hmm. And we have very biblical names for our boys.
Oh, good.
No, like, it's really, like, I can only imagine what my mother would call the child. She'd be like, what?
Just like that too.
Exactly. Just like that. Just should like be that. Like guest.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Okay, number four. I don't know if I'm just gonna say ice cream.
What?
That's the hint I'm giving you for number four.
Gelato?
No, Laura.
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Ben.
Why ice cream?
Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, I'm like Ben Affleck. What the fuck? Ben.
Oh, man.
Okay, I know. I know a few Ben. Benjamins. Yeah.
Number three.
Okay.
James.
Yes, very popular name.
Yeah, he shall not.
We're not very yeah, popular.
Let's not talk about him. Yeah. And number two. Come on, I need you to guess this one.
John.
This is common and popular.
I have no idea. Why can't I think of any boy names right now? I have no idea.
Nick.
Wow, boy names are so basic.
Right?
Nick, Ben, Joe, like, can we get, like, a little more creative? Like, I like the girl names better. Lily, that's still, now I like the name Lily again.
But you don't like, when celebrities name their children weird names.
Yeah, but there's, like, a line. Like, Alexandra is a pretty name, not, like, Neon Light. Like, that's not a fucking name. That's a Neon Light, you know?
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I can't.
Literally, I can't. Anyway, how are you doing, like, mentally, your week? Like, what's going on? It's a loaded question, I know.
March has been a fuckboy. I feel like I've been just saying this a lot lately. But, like, a fuckboy in a good way. A fuckboy that, like, fucks you for your healing. It's, like, sexual healing. That's how I feel March has been for me. Where it's just, like, there's just been a lot of stuff said publicly about like me, my family, blah blah blah, that I've just been really trying to like deal with and have just like a come to God moment. And it's just been like very triggering and stressful when you have people in your life who, you know, appear to be one way and then you see that they are a completely different way, and it's kind of like, at least for me, it's a big slap to my face. And it's just, I've done a lot of reevaluating and kind of like, do I want to continue to have these people in my life? And that's a question that needs to still be answered. But that's kind of just where I've been, kind of just experiencing a lot of emotion, especially like with family. And that brings up like a lot of childhood stuff, of course. And just really reevaluating the relationships in my life and honestly, like, whether people deserve to be in my life, or right. like if we even vibe, if we align, if we are growing towards the same things. And you know, there's a lot of emotion and grieving and mourning and anger that comes with that. So I have been learning to sit with myself and not, you know, using my normal ways of distracting, aka my bad habits. So yeah, it's a lot of feeling. I'm in like my feeling my feelings era. Okay. And that's what March has been. So it's been like, fuck, this sucks. And at the same time, it's like, wow, this is what I totally need to heal. So that is my March in a nutshell.
Well, no, thank you for sharing. I think, I think it's very relatable too. In so many chatters out there too, because like, it's true. We see, there's what we were talking about earlier. There's like three sides to every story, right? Your side, my side, and the truth. And right. It's interesting when people use public platforms to say certain things or express something. It could be even like a story, right? And like immediately people think it's something or think guilty for something and feel like it's a trigger to them or whatever. And really in reality, it could just be for the hell of it. But the truth of the matter is that like they're, you know, that one person may be portraying one side of the story, but there's two other sides to that story. And right. I think the bigger picture here too is also the, how do I say this nicely? I'm just going to say it. It's like listening to that story and going with it.
Right. Exactly. So I think what really bothers me is, listen, everybody has their side of the story. You're entitled to that side of your story. You're entitled to say your side of the story wherever it is you want to say it. You want to say it on Facebook? Go ahead. Say your side of the story. What bothers me is the slander that comes with that story and the really evil mean things that people are saying. And it's just like, there's one thing to tell your own truth, it's another thing to say terrible things about individuals involved that you have no relation to. Right. And it's a whole nother thing when you let this blasphemy live on your page when you actually are involved with individuals and have a relationship with them where you have this like fakeness of getting along. And it's just like, wait, what? And it just kind of just makes you step back and be like, wait, I thought we were good here. Why is something kind of living in the world where people are saying really bad shit about me and my family? It's one thing to say your truth. It's another thing, like, slander is a completely different thing.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm not okay. One, I'm not okay with the slander, but again, there's also freedom of speech around it. What I'm really not okay with is people who pretend to love me or people who say love me and have this shit live in their realm. That I'm not okay with. Because then that really affects my relationship with you.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
It's a lot, obviously. Oh, right?
I didn't think I would bring that today.
No, I'm so proud of you. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot. It's been weighing heavy on you. I'm really proud of you. But I think, too, this has, like, been a huge learning lesson from you. Is because, like, as long as it's taking you to, like, see things for what it is, it's on your time. And as much as I sit here and like be like, oh my god, like I just want to rip your eyes open and like just see it for what it is, you have to get you and honestly, it's one thing like we both learned this year, honestly. I mean, we're only three months into the new year, but like dead ass, like for what things really are, like I could tell you something like 5 years ago and be like, what did I tell you?
Yes.
Right.
You like, do that a lot.
And well, yeah, but at the same time, like there are things that you have told me 5 years ago that like I've never looked at in that regard. And like the thing what we bring together is I love about us is that like I listen to what you have to say. And like, as much as I'm like, I told you, so I want to say, I told you, so I told you, it's okay. Like, that's your path. And like, I think now that you're starting to see things for what it really is, like, I've been seeing it, you know what I mean? But there's certain things that like, we can't hide, because like, we are around people, or no, we used to be around people that would like put up this facade of like what they wanted to show up as.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is that like, you and I see right past that shit. And I exactly. think that's why, like, how do I say that? I think that's why you and I get along so well, is because like, we call that shit out, and we may not say it to the person's face, but we definitely say it to one another. And I think too, with that, like, it's just a safe space where we could talk about it. And we, and like, when it comes back to our face, or it comes back online, or when we cross paths with these people, what do? We stand clear.
Yeah. Boundaries.
Right.
It's but boundaries. Like, but whether, yeah.
Yeah. But I think too, in this space for you, is that like, it showed up and it genuinely upset you and it hurt you. And now you're willing to like navigate it on your terms. And I can't tell you, Laura, how refreshing it is to hear that for you, because it is absolutely the most beautiful thing that you will ever encounter. Like, I can't tell. And I mean, you know, like my boundaries and what I've created, and like, things are on my terms. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if you are blood or water to me. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me anymore. You've shown me your true colors. We're going to play the game I want to play.
Yeah.
I'm not playing your game anymore. And I love this for you, because you're there. You're there. And I love it for you.
Yeah. Cause it just makes you realize like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why would I allow, listen, my life is sacred to me. I spend a lot of time working on myself and like feeling my feelings and like, you know, kind of going through all this. And now it's like, why am I going to allow people who literally have this garbage visible in front of me, mm-hmm. like saying the most toxic of shit in my, why would I allow that energy into a space that I like create, like out of like, it's sacred to me.
Right.
And it's just like, no. And I have justified so much shit in my life, and I have tolerated so much shit in my life. And this has also made me realize like, how much I have justified, how the behaviors I have justified versus just seeing people as who they are, because that hurts. Like, seeing somebody just really does not give a fuck, it's like, wow, that really fucking sucks. Or seeing wow. somebody who doesn't like value and cherish a relationship or a bond as much as you, that fucking hurts. Like, be it family, be it friend, be it like husband, wife, like that shit fucking hurts. And like, to sit with that and like, just be like, okay, like this is kind of the boundary I need to make. Like, that shit's not easy. Like, it's not fun needing to get to the point of creating a boundary with people who you actually love and care about and say, this is not okay for me anymore. Because that, I think that is one of the most painful things. Like, when you actually really deeply love somebody and see your behavior is not okay for me anymore, and I can't continue this relationship. Like, that's so fucking painful. But it needs to be done, because it's just like you said, like, what, like, it's your life, your rules. Like, no, it's, life is too precious. Absolutely. And it creates space for other beautiful people to come in who value and cherish the same things as you. Yeah. And like, that's, you know, it's shitty. It's really fucking shitty at the end of the day. And it's like, I wish we lived in this world where like everybody got along and like it was all good, but we don't. And like, for me, that's a very hard pill to swallow.
But you're gonna get through it. I know, I believe in you. I know you, and I know you have the capability, understanding, and grace to do it. So
Yeah. Thank you for listening, chatter. Sorry, I've like went like totally deep there, but yeah, that's what's showing up in March for me. It's a fuck boy, but it's like, it's a healer for sure. Yeah. And it's creating, you know, just when you think like, oh my God, I've arrived and like life is good and I've curated my life, it's like, bam, no, here you go again. And it's like, right. Oh, fuck. It's like this continuous just expansion of, you know, who you are.
And yeah, but you got it. You got it. You're going through it. You got it. And I think, too, once you set those firm boundaries, and actually, more importantly, is when you confront what you want to confront. I think that will help, too.
I think so, too. And that's scary, too, for me, because I'm a non-confrontational person. But or when I need to be, I can be confrontational. But overall, like, I'd rather avoid confrontation. But sometimes, like, it just has to happen.
Yeah. But and it's the sake of your mentality, too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And how about you?
It's been lovely. it's really been great. I've like experienced some of the best fucking shit like I've experienced this month, like the complete opposite of Laura. So yeah, I've been doing like a lot of bucket list shit. I've made it a priority this year to like put my aspirations, dreams, bucket list goals, to do shit on, and I like pretty much I've been always talking about it, and I finally did it. So I don't, for those of you who follow me on my personal account, like I was able to go to Giant Stadium and get in like the nitty gritty of it all and like learn more about the history of Giant Stadium, the Giants, go in the fucking suites of the stadium, in and out of them, in the locker rooms, on the fucking field, like meeting like all these awesome people. It's probably one of the top best experiences of my life. And you guys, you have to, like, I don't, like, what is online, I don't even know if it does justice to these fucking suites. Like, it's not like the suites that we see, like, you know, like, from the, on the outside in from, like, when we're watching a Giants game. Like, I'm talking about inside, where it's, like, $5 million to have your, have, like, one suite that has access to all the food, alcohol, like, Michelin star chefs. It's, like, in fucking sand. You have an elevator that goes to the parking garage, to the fucking suite, so no one has to bother you. Like, I was just so fucking cool. Did you know that there's a museum in Giant Stadium? Because I didn't.
No, weird.
Yeah, it is. It's for season ticket holders and obviously the people who own the suites. And then, like, for these people, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this shit. I guess I can. I don't know if whatever. And then like for, so say if you own like these suites or whatever, like they have first choice of like the World Cup that we're going to be hosting. Like, so like they have first choice as opposed to like the season ticket. So the season ticket holders have nothing to do with the people who own the suites, like nothing. So like season ticket holders don't have access to that. Like they do first. And then like, say if like, I don't know, say if you and I wanted to do it like an LBC event there, if we own like one of the suites, like we can host that there. So like I won't say because we were told not to share, but somebody in the celebrity world had their fucking bridal shower there. Like, I can't, like,
really,
you don't, because what we were able to see inside the stadium, like you don't see like the marble, the granite, the fucking fine china, the leather, like it's, oh my God, it was,
that's wild.
I've never seen anything like it. Was absolutely stunning. It was so awesome experience. That was such a good time. And then what else? Oh, and then I went to the Devils game. Like I'm just in my sports girl era. And then my best friend, love him to death. Lord, we really need to get him on the pod.
Can we?
Yeah, we really should. I've shared like all my really good friends here. I don't know why I don't. That's on me. That's 100% on me. But so he was able to get me on the Zamboni. It's always been like a dream of mine. In the middle of this fucking game, it was so embarrassing, but it was just so much fun. And then afterwards, I was able to go on the ice. Like afterwards, like after the game, it was just so fucking cool. Like, and then I got like the tour of like the Devils, like in their practice rink and then their locker room. It's just like in the back of like how the employees go. And like, I met all these fucking people there. It was just, it was literally, it's been really, really refreshing and so much fun to like, you know, when you just find people that like love you for you.
Yes.
And like, just truly want best. It's just like, I've learned to love myself, and like which I've never did before. I've always put everyone else's first, and like what I've been doing, and like able to do that. And now like just receiving all these really good energy and love is been really awesome. So it's been really good. I'm really, really happy.
Oh, you're like in your receiving era.
Yeah. Good. Very much so. And it's like, you know, peace out to the old bullshit. People not are I'm good. Like, door is shut and we're living our best life.
Full steam ahead. I love that.
It's been that way for a hot minute. It's been this is so nice. It's been really, really nice. And basketball, we're fucking thriving. I'm so proud of my team. Like, really, these girls, we are fucking killing. And I'm not just saying it because, like, it's my team. I'm saying because it's, like, legit, like, the bond that we have, like the friendship that we've established because of how intense the season was is I've never been able to experience. I have not experienced that before. And it's just so lovely. It really is.
Ah, good. When is it over?
So we're done right now. We're doing like this, they gave us like a 5-week extension, because of like weather shit that we've had in the past. So they're giving us 5-week extension and then we go right into our summer league. So it's like back to back to back.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yes. It's really nice. It's really, really cool. Like we're just good. Yo, like we're really fucking good. Like I'm just really honored and proud to be playing on the same court as some of these players who are just phenomenal. And like, you know, of course you see what's going, obviously it's March Madness. It's like the biggest, if you're a basketball fan, like it's the biggest month for all of us. So I hope everyone's brackets are doing well. Mine are, we're holding on by a thread, but that's okay.
Who's like winning?
Who's not winning? That's the thing. Like UConn's killing it. Iowa's, and these are just for women. I just follow the women. The guys is just so much. We're just doing great things. And then of course, like the professional basketball starts soon too. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully this year we make it all the way. Cause we were like in the finals and we lost at the very end, but,
it's wait, just, like, basketball's not on.
Yeah. It's college basketball right now is on.
No, real basketball. This is not the season.
Oh, it is men's. Remember I told you the women's is fucked and we have a different season.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
I hate it, but you know, I don't know, especially with everything going on in the world today, like us, the females are showing up and showing out. And I couldn't be more proud to be like an athlete, obviously nowhere near where these professional players are, but like just to be on, you know, just know what they're talking about. Like these college players are fucking amazing. Like, oh my God, just to see them play and their blood, sweat and tears on this court is just, I don't know. I just know when I started and how much it saved my life growing up. I can only imagine of what it does for these ladies. And it's just great. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent. I'm just really passionate about this sport. So,
oh my God, I love it. Me and Thomas took a trip down to AC. I forgot to tell you this, actually. It was in the middle of like the college tournaments and they were having tournaments down in AC.
And, no way.
Yes. And, a lot of the players and their families were staying in our hotel. So one time I was like by myself, I was like getting into elevators and like all these like young college, obviously they're basketball players. They were huge. They were so tall. Like get in the elevator and I was just like, oh my God, like I asked them, I was like, are you guys playing here? They're like, yeah. I was like, did you win? And they're like, yeah, we did. I'm like, congratulations. And it was just so cool to think like they could be drafted to the NBA, you know, it's like, what a great like feeling to like be in college and like playing these sports and winning and being so good that your dreams can actually come true. But I even told them that I was like, oh my God, so you're all going to get drafted to the NBA. And they're like, and they started laughing, but it's just like, you just never know. And I was like, it's so cool. Like who knows who I'm standing in the elevator with, you know? Yeah,
that's awesome. They got to experience that. Laura, you really should go see a game. It is like, I can't explain it. There's just
something. I went to March Madness game when I was in Nashville. And? I went to like the Final Four or something. And so I was just too obsessed with like meeting Eric Decker at the game that like I wasn't. Did
say this. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
this,
that I wasn't even like paying attention.
Present. Yeah, you weren't.
I was just like, I just met Eric Decker and I just kept staring at the photo.
Yeah, you probably did like one of the like once in a lifetime events and you didn't. It's okay. You'll relive it.
Actually think it was a once in a life. It was like the final game. It was like something so big and I had no clue what it was.
Wow, that's
wild. I know the team wore baby blue. That's all I can tell you.
There's actually, I can't remember her name. I don't follow Iowa like that. I mean, I know they're a stacked team. I'm more of a Huskies fan, but anyway, you're like, what are you saying? But yeah. I just want to put this out there. There's this Iowa player. I can't remember her name. Laura, when I'm telling you, this girl is like out of a fucking movie. Like the points that this girl like puts on the board, the assists, it's just like she is an all-star player. And the other day, me and my one friend she plays on a different team in my league, but like we're pretty tight. We were talking on Instagram and we were sending these articles about her. It was this week. Oh my God, which fucking rapper was it? I can't remember. It's like an old school rapper. I can't remember who. Anyway, he's like now like a big ass like producer. And mm-hmm. on the side, he like owns, like he has like little ownerships in professional basketball, like the women's and the men's. They offered her a $5 million contract. Just, wow. Like, to not even finish college, just to come out and do it. And like, it's unheard of. And this is why I'm like so proud of us, a female like athletes this month, is because like, as you know, like the professional women hasn't even started yet. Right. So these women are like, just as great as athletes as these men, don't get paid nearly a quarter of what these men get paid and are literally phenomenal. And now we're finally getting the recognition that we have always deserved. And now we're looking to like college recruitment to get them out. Like some of these professionals, like some of these men, professional men have been either out of high school or like out of high school and in the NBA. So like, why hasn't that been happened for the females? So we're finally getting that recognition listen, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like $5 million compared to what LeBron and fucking all these other guys and like Harden are making are nothing, but like it's something right now. You know what I mean? And like, we've never experienced that before. So the fact that they're finally getting like some type of spotlight is just, it's been a long time coming, and I'm just so proud, like so proud.
That's incredible. Do you think she'll take the offer?
I don't know. Like my friend's more of an Iowa person, so I didn't follow up because she's actually at the games this weekend following, because like it's been such a, like they've been killing it, absolutely killing it. So she actually went out to see the games this weekend. So I don't know if she's taking it. I don't know if she's going to finish the season and then go. I don't know. I mean,
would you?
I don't know. $5 million's a lot, but like, I feel like she's just start. Like, I think it's her sophomore year. Like, she has so much. I think she could get more, but I don't know. Are you greedy at this point? Because it's like, I don't know if they're gonna get. I mean, I hope these girls are getting offered more, because $5 million compared to what all these other pro men athletes are nothing, and it's sad. It's very, very sad.
Sucks.
I mean, if you look at the history of these women basketball coaches, oh my God, I remember growing up and I wanted to play for this one. I'm not going to say because I get really emotional about it, but like I grew up always wanting to play on her team. And if I was able to ever like, you know, leave my fucking house and like, because as you guys know, like I couldn't have done that before. I wasn't able to leave. So I had to stay local. But like, it was, you know, it was just something like a dream of mine. And she went off to win like, you know, so many championships, and unfortunately she had passed. And it's just like, there are amazing coaches out there. And I know they advocated to get the recognition that we finally fucking deserve. And I know she'd be proud as fuck right now, because this season, like, it's all you can talk about is women's basketball. It's great. It's they're finally, like last night at work, like, I had no idea the talent. I mean, I'm just like, I have my regulars and like, I'm more into the town and stuff. And I had no idea how big they are into March Madness. And it's wild because like, unfortunately the restaurant I work at doesn't have a TV. So everyone's like on their phones. And like when they won the first seed last night, the whole, like the restaurant went insane. I remember last week in the restaurant, it was like, it's such a great camaraderie, and there's so much of it's all over social media too. It's really refreshing to finally see that's coming ahead for them.
Yeah. No, I feel, I mean, even me, like this March Madness, like I've been into watching it more. Like there's something like about it, like this time around.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Sorry, I went off on a tangent.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway, get into our hot topics?
Let's do it. I can't believe this. Like I'm just still in shock. We're talking about Diddy. And basically how he flew and escaped the country. He's somewhere in the Caribbean, and the feds are after him for child sex trafficking?
Yeah, and money laundering, all the shit.
Can you fucking believe this shit?
So we have reported here like a hot minute ago that there was some speculation when his ex, right? Whatever her name is, I forget.
Cassie?
Name. Yes, came out, and then then he gave her hush money, and then we thought it was a wrap. But I'm so glad it finally came to surface, because I said it then. You guys can go back to the episode, and I'll say it again. There's something been shady about him from the jump. Like, everyone always talked about, he's always on everyone's track. He always had to have a feature. Like, yeah, of course, he's the owner of Bad Boy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, there was a reason why he was leeching onto everything. And, like, everyone, like, you couldn't fuck with him. Well, yeah, now we know why. Because look at what all the shit he had under. So they raided his house in Miami, and they raided a house in L.A. And motherfucker bounced.
They arrested his two sons.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But he was just somewhere in the Caribbean, and I'm sure like he's somewhere where he can't get arrested, which I feel like that just has guilty written all over it. Like, when you're flying somewhere where you can't get arrested, like, motherfucker, you are guilty of all the shit that you are accused of. And that makes me sick to my stomach, because I've really always liked Diddy. Like, I love the music, like, you know, all of it. And now it's just like, wait a second, like, there was like this other like side to him, and like all this like underground shit that's been happening. And I know he did write on his Instagram, I don't know if it was like a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago, basically saying like, I will prove my innocence in all of this. But why are you going to the Caribbean? Like, why are you running away from your problems? And now they're saying, like, it's a big trail. Like, this is just the fucking beginning. And, like, there's a lot more people involved. And I feel like, you know what I love about this day and age? That everything's just coming to the surface. And all the people are just getting their reciprocity. Like, if you fucked up and you've done really evil shit, like, you're going to get your fucking time. It's just a matter of time. And I'm just so happy that, I mean, it's really sad that all this stuff has happened, but I'm just so happy that there's finally like full circle, like justice coming back around, and everybody's going to be held accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's going to be, it's not just Diddy. I think it's just like the beginning.
Sick fuck.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. I mean, since we're talking about music, do you want to talk about Beyonce?
Oh, yes. Our girl. She came out with her country album, and I'm here for it.
So I'm going to say she's your girl, because I don't like Beyonce anymore.
Why?
She irritates me. There's something about her. I don't know what it is. The last couple years, Beyonce's just been irritating me, and like, I'm going to listen to her album just because Essie said it was amazing, but there's something about her that is just not sitting right with me anymore.
I listened to the album, to like, especially the lyrics of those two songs I told you about. And like, I'm not like a Beehive, like I'm not part of the Beehive, but I respect her music. And like,
yeah, I like her music.
I mean, I went to one of her concerts. It's probably one of the best concerts I've been to. I mean, she's a great artist. Don't get me wrong. Just listen. I'm going to listen. I didn't think she had it in her. And it's not what you guys, like, when I say country, I was telling Laura, I was thinking like, you know, Morgan Wallen, like shit like that. It's not. It's like her version. Like, it's, I like it. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I thought I was going to hate this, but I was pleasantly surprised, especially those songs. Wow.
Okay. I can't wait to listen.
Oh my god, what has it been, a couple of months since Gypsy Rose has been out? And you know, she was living her best life. She was on like every press tour you could possibly think of. She was talking about how she was getting dicked down by her husband, and now all of a sudden they're separated.
This is sad.
I just don't, you know, listen, not that
she find someone else. Do you think she found someone else?
Who?
I don't know.
And listen, I'm not saying that. I strongly believe in separations. I think like if you can't, you need some time apart. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's the longevity of your relationship to like make it better. There's nothing wrong with this. I think her whole flaunting of the marriage was a little too much. You know,
it was like
you were in prison for how many years? Like, I don't understand. Like, then you come out saying you're like having the best sex of your life. Well, okay, I get that, girl. You're in prison, of course. But like, you now, I think you just need to like process everything. You've been through a lot of trauma, and like, I like this for her. I just think that we should just like respect their privacy at this time.
Yeah, it's good. I hope she like heals and like, you know, they might get back together. You don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Speaking of couples who are never getting back together, Adriana Maddox finally has her freedom. She bought back her house at $1.6 million, which we're so happy about. And Essie just informed me that she's going to be the host of Love Island.
So she didn't buy back her house. She bought a new house.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she has. It's a beautiful.
And it's new?
It's this new, it's not new. It was an existing house, and she bought this other house. So she's done with Tom and this. So okay. Tom is staying in their house that they own together. He bought her out. And then with that money and with her money on top of it, the 1.6, she bought this other house. The only thing I'm a little sketched about is that they put it on the like social. So everyone knows now where she lives.
That's creepy. That's not good.
It's cute though. Like they gave us like, I mean, outside is a little like, I don't get the dimension of it, but the inside is stunning. Like, can we go to Vanderpump and make this money?
I know. So who put it up? Her or
put what up?
The house on socials.
Oh, it's the article that I reposted. Like a bunch of articles got it. Like I think it was TMZ, Page Six. Like they all like saw the house pictures and stuff on there.
Wow. Yeah, Vanderpump crew makes a shit ton of money. Good for them.
Yeah,
they put their lives out.
Yeah. So in this month alone, Lala, Sheena, and Adriana, Ariana, all bought new houses.
Damn.
In addition to Ariana and Sheena having summer homes in Palm Springs.
Yeah, maybe we should like go reality TV route.
Yeah, who knows?
God, no, like our life should definitely be on reality
TV. But I'm hoping that they like start filming and we get to see this, like, you know, like how she's gonna decorate, how she bought it, like that this finally set. So Tom is now in that house in the valley, and she is not in the valley. She is far, like not anywhere near that. So I hope we get to see like that and this version of Ariana, like,
I'm so happy. Like it's like 1 year later, you know, it's just like completely different life.
Yeah. A lot can change in a year.
Yeah. That's why you just got to keep moving forward, you guys.
100%.
Speaking of moving forward, I watched the JLo documentary and she was getting so much shit on Instagram for this fucking, all over social media, really, for this documentary, which I thought was really funny. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking watch it because I need to understand, like, what everybody's saying. So you haven't watched it, right?
No.
So when I first started watching, I'm just like, I love J-Lo. Like, me and J-Lo are Leo Scorpio moons. Like, that's my girl. Like, is she a little much? Yeah, she's dramatic. And the drama came out within, like, the first, like, 3 minutes of the documentary. And just, like, she's a lot. And she can be a bitch. And, like, she can just be a fucking lot. But I will say, basically the documentary is about the behind the scenes look of her creation of the This Is Me like mini movie. Mm-hmm. And you know, the big thing,
did you see that one?
I did.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was cute. And you know, everybody was saying like, how could she spend $20 million like talking about her and Ben's relationship? Like, it wasn't about her and Ben's relationship. It was actually, at the end, you find out, like, it was a journey of self-love. And she was just showing you, like, she was in all these tumultuous relationships. And she kept blaming the guy and blaming the guy. But at the end, she found out, wait, it's me. Like, I'm the issue here. Like, I need to deal with my inner child who's wounded.
Welcome to therapy.
And I thought that was like, I was like, wow, J-Lo's like starting to get deep. Like, okay. And then I watched the documentary and the first 5 minutes where like her ego comes out and I'm like, okay, maybe J-Lo's not starting to get deep. But then as we get into the documentary, you can see my new favorite person in the entire world is Ben Affleck. Ew. And what?
Ew.
No, Esty, if you watch this documentary, you will fucking like him too. Because this man is like so deep. Like you could tell he's been fucking through it with his addictions. Tell he's been fucking working on himself. And he will call J-Lo the fuck out on her shit.
Good.
And not only that, he will also bring a form of healing to her where he's like, you know, like she's looking for all this stuff, but really she's just trying to fill this void that she can never fill. And like, it just has like 2 cents in everything. I'm just like, oh my God, this is why they're together. Cause Ben Affleck has been through this like deep, like work that he's been doing on himself. And I feel like J-Lo's starting like at the beginning point of that. Mm. And I feel like she looks to him as almost like a guide or a teacher where like he can take her deeper. Cause it seemed if you get past like 25 minutes, 30 minutes of the documentary, J-Lo's ego.
The first hour of the movie.
Basically the first, like, you know, just the last 15 minutes of the documentary. If you make it to there, you actually will see like J-Lo wanting to turn a new leaf and look inside and start this like internal journey with herself. But there's a lot of shit that comes before those last 15 minutes. Oh, and boy. That's what the internet is going wild over. Cause it's hard. Like it's hard to get through it. And you're just like, this girl's such a fucking diva. Like what the fuck?
Right.
But once you get to the end, it's like, oh, okay. She's just starting this journey with herself. And here is Ben who is in deep in the journey. And I could tell why they are together. Because they both have the same goal in the end. It's like inner knowing, like wanting to know more about themselves and growing in that way. And it was just nice to see that aspect of their relationship.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. So, I mean, would I watch it again? No. But I'm glad that I did. And I'm glad that I stuck it out to the end or else I would really be hating on J-Lo.
Mm.
Just like the entire internet. And like J-Lo, like, you know, girl, if you're listening to this, I know you say like you don't care what people think, but then like you go on Instagram and like you post these videos saying like you don't care what people think. Like that's you caring about what people think. And it's okay if you care what people think. Just own it. Be like, you know what? I care what the fuck all of you think.
Well, I think it's because she also said, sorry to interrupt you, it's because she also said, like, I spent, and, like, she, like, beats her chest. She's like, I only saw the clip of it on Instagram. It was that, like, I put my money, $20 million of my money. Yeah, okay, girl, and guess what? It's an L. Like, just take the L and keep it moving. You're good. Like, you don't have to show the world that you're, like, you need to put out these documentaries and movies and albums. Like, okay, it's enough. Like, just take the L and keep it moving.
Yeah, like, I mean, at the end of the movie, you find out, like, it gets bought out, obviously, and, like, she ends up making her money back. But it's just, like, just own it. Like, you care what people think, and it's okay. We all care what people think. Like, it's the nature of being human. It is. It's the nature of being human. Like,
I'm disagreeing with the caring what people think. How do I say I don't think I've ever shared this with you. I'm going to share with everyone. In college, going for my master's, I had this amazing professor. It's probably another reason why I'm in the field I am today. We are still very close to this day. And she said to our class, and it just stuck with me to this very day. She said to me, The moment you stop caring what people think is when you made it. And let me tell you something. In the past like 3 years, I finally realized what that meant. Cause I'm sorry, I disagree. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks.
Yeah, but you've done the work.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like where J-Lo is at, like she hasn't done like the work. So like she obviously cares what people think. And like the first step to not caring what people think of you is to actually admit, hey, I actually have cared what people have thought about me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, girl, like just, you know, but she's not there obviously, but
not yet. Maybe not yet.
I think she will get there. I think like Ben in her life is such a good influence and I just want to go and fucking hang out with him. Like I just have this newfound respect for Ben Affleck and I just want to sit and shoot the shit with him. Ben, if you want to come on LBC, we would love to have you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's my take on the J-Lo documentary.
So, okay. I'm still not going to see it, but I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Vanderpump at all?
I'm 2 episodes behind.
Okay. Do you care if I discuss some stuff about it?
No, go ahead. Because I love when you discuss it and then I watch it. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is what Essie was talking about.
So, you know, I still don't understand the James and Allie of it all. I just don't care. I don't care enough about it. I think that's again, another L that they just need to accept and keep it moving. There's literally no storyline there. She's reading everyone's, oh, by the way, remind me to tell you something after we get off here about somebody's chart. Mm-hmm. So it's like she's reading everyone's things and like, or.
Oh yeah. She reads everybody's chart.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know if the terminology. So she's reading everyone's chart. Okay. And she's explaining like Schwartz and Lala. And I'm just, okay, cool. What is the point here? Like it's like a far stretch. It's a very, very far stretch. So that was annoying. The Schwartz of it all. Okay. So he still cannot admit that he's banging Joe, that they're together.
Oh my God. Schwartzy. No.
Okay, Laura, she's not well.
Oh man, I'm not surprised.
They work well together. It's weird. It's a very interesting dynamic. I don't understand it. I don't need to understand it. She's very quirky. She's very hyper. She's very bizarre. It's like, it works. That relationship works. I just wish he would just own it because you could tell it bothers her that he's not owning it. And they're just, there's not a lot of words. It's a lot of sound effects. It's like, like there's a lot of,
what?
I swear to God, there's a lot of words. Like, I mean, there's a lot of sound. There's not a lot of words.
Sound effects?
I don't get it. I don't need to get it, but it makes for great TV. Like I was literally laughing. I'm like, is this real life? Is this what's happening on Vanderpump? But yeah. So that's that.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's very interesting. Okay, so Lisa, like, she clearly knows nothing about these people on this show. They're just like in putting her in these scenes that are just like, just because this show is named after her. It's like, it's a stretch. We need to let it go. Like, remember it took how many fucking seasons for us to realize that they're not working at Vanderpump anymore. Mm-hmm. We need to like finally let it go that Lisa's not a part of these people's life. Like when Lisa went to Lala's office, she's like, so this is where you work? Like Lala's like, yes, this is how I make my money. Like it's just like, how do you,
like,
not,
she has no clue,
right? It's like on TV for the whole world to see. It's embarrassing. Like these are supposed to be the children, like not your children, but like you put these people on the map. Like go support them, go like be like, see where they're living, their child, be a part of their children's lives, about their companies. Like I don't know. It just left a bad taste in mouth with her. She's always been like weird. I don't know. Ever since like Beverly Hills, I just got a bad taste in my mouth with her.
I can't wait to watch it.
Okay. The Sheena and Brock. I love it. I love, love, love. I love, I love. I love that they're finally putting the relationship out. I love Brock, how he like, in the beginning, he got like a really bad rap, like caught last couple of seasons, but I just love the balance that he brings to Sheena's life. And I'm loving that Sheena's like finally getting out of her shell to being a people pleaser. Like she's finally standing up for herself.
Yes.
Do you care if I discuss like what just happened or do you want me to shut up about it?
No, I want to watch it.
So I'll shut up about it.
Yeah. But he's like, she's coming out of her shell.
Right. And okay. It turned into something it wasn't. It's not, because then like she talked about on this week of, I listened to her podcast for this reason, and like it's like what the edit, she's got a really bad edit, but it didn't happen. So you'll
okay.
And then the Tom and Ariana of all. So, like, here's the thing. I have to keep reminding myself that they were filming literally a couple of months after the whole scandal broke out. So that's why she's still so rugged and bruised and like, angry. I have to keep reminding myself, but it's, like, a lot.
She's a lot.
Yeah, it's, like, a lot. And I keep trying to remember, because it could never be me. I mean, like, literally, when that happened, he didn't cheat on me with my best friend, but he cheated on me. Like, it took me, like, forever, like, years to get out of that fucking, like, you know what I mean? So I can't even imagine, like, how she is. But it's just, like, a lot, though. It's a lot. And Tom is not well. There's, like, a screaming episode that's coming up that you're going to get in. And, like, Lala's in part of it. And I just want to, like, take a sharp right here with Lala. So, like, you guys know I'm obsessed. I love her. I really am proud of, like, the growth she's done, because she's so, like, traumatized from her own personal experience with Randall. And I feel like, though, like, she's been so angry because of what happened with her and Randall. And, like, I get it. Like, you know, trauma bonding. And then there's, like, a lot of triggers. And, like, it takes a while to get over that. But I feel like there's some growth here, because she actually gave Sandoval, like, the time of day. And I just want to, like, commend her for that. I don't think it's right, because I feel like now I'm assuming this is something that's going to come up. Like, was it too soon because of, like, the whole Ariana of it? And I could see how Ariana be like, listen, you either sink or swim with me. So I could see how that could be, like, not great for Ariana. But, like, I also see why Lala's doing it. Like, and I don't know if it's because I'm in therapy that I could relate, that, like, you have to dive in order to get over it. And I think this was her way of trying to get over the shit with her and Rand. I know it's one has nothing to do with the other, but do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, like, it's like they're, it's all related.
It's, yeah, it, exactly. And so I get it. And I don't know if Ariana's going to I don't know what the rest of the season is, but I could see.
I don't know that Ariana's going to understand.
Yeah, like, I could see, like, this coming up and blowing up in Lala's face. But I love the authenticity of it all. And then we get a glimpse of Jax. He comes back for, like, but it's because of, like, The Valley. Have you been watching The Valley?
No.
Oh my God, Laura.
What's The Valley?
We haven't talked about it.
No.
It's the spinoff show from Vanderpump. It's called The Valley. It's Jax. It's Kristen and Brittany.
What?
Wait, you've literally been living under a rock.
I did not know this.
Yes, it's so fucking good. Like, Kristen is still Kristen. Jax is still Jax. And poor Brittany. She's a saint. And then, like, you have all these other components of people who I'm, like, obsessed with. And, like, these marriages and relationships. And then you got some gays and you got some the best friends. It's, like, such a good time. Like, I want to go to The Valley.
Is that why I saw, like, this, like, thing where it said Jax is actually in love with Kristen?
Oh, I didn't see that. But no, I don't see it. No. Actually, I don't think. What is that?
Oh, so there's a new show.
Yes. I love how Bravo did this. It was, like, literally smart. They brought Jax on, and then they spinned off to a show. It was great.
Smart, Andy. Smart.
Yeah, it was. You have to watch. Laura, you have to. Well, I don't. The first episode doesn't do it justice. The second one was much better.
Okay. I'm going to watch Vanderpump, then I'm going to watch The Valley.
It's interesting. They're getting this second episode. They're all at, the new girls, one of the new girls is how, like, one of their friends. I have no idea. Like, I'm starting to get to know them. They're having, like, a girls night. They're fucking wasted. They're all bitching. Like, they're talking about how Kristen and, like, how she's trying to get pregnant. I'm like, oh my God, this is literally Vanderpump Days. Like, it's so good.
Oh, I love that. I love Vanderpump Days.
Yeah. Oh, you have to let me know what you think of Kristen's boyfriend.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know.
I'm interested to think, but yeah, that was it's I like it. I like both shows. I'm upset. I mean, you guys know I've always been a diehard Vanderpump, so it's good time.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm gonna definitely catch up and let you know what I think.
Yay!
Essie, what are you grateful for this week?
I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm grateful for March Madness. You know, I hope everyone's doing great with their brackets and making money and having a good time in between. But yeah, no, this is one of my really good times of the year. I thoroughly enjoy it. And I hope you guys who are participating in are having a good time as well.
Oh, I love that.
How about you?
I'm grateful for iced coffee.
Oh.
In our 5-hour conversation this morning, I was drinking my iced coffee and I was just like, oh my God, this is so good. But I will only drink iced coffee inside my house. I'm, like, very, like, particular of it because it doesn't give me that, like, crazy, like, jitter. But it's just, like, it's so good, and I think I want another one. It's time.
Okay. I mean, two cups a day, keep the doctor away.
There we go. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our Instagram page at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats, where, as always, you can rate, review, subscribe.
And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The pee is so bad.